This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Well, I was reading about a man named John Templeton, who back in the 1940s was a well-known evangelist. In fact, he and Billy Graham conducted evangelistic rallies and campaigns throughout Europe. Well, Billy Graham, of course, went on to be a well-known, respected Christian leader, known throughout the world. But I'm not sure that many people have heard much in recent times about John Templeton. Why was that? It was because John Templeton let go of his Christian faith and actually became an agnostic. He stopped believing in God. And we wonder, why would he do that? Well, I found out here's what happened. He was reading through one day the Life magazine, and it contained a photo of a woman in North Africa during the time of a devastating drought. And this woman had a dead baby, her baby that was dead in her arms, looking up into heaven with this forlorn look of agony on her face. And Templeton said, as he wrote about this experience, "As I looked at the photo, I thought, is it possible to believe that there's a loving and caring creator? How could a loving God do this to a woman? Who runs the rain? I don't. He does. Or so I thought. How could God stop rain from coming and virtually destroy a baby and virtually kill its mother with agony when all that was needed was rain?" And that was enough for John Templeton to lose his faith. So the question is, why is there suffering? It's not an easy question to answer. And I think Templeton's response and action could be repeated many times. So how do we come to terms with unfairness and suffering in the world? It's not possible in 4 minutes today to really go into great details, but I can give you a few points to think about. It's very unfair to blame God for the suffering in our world or for the suffering that you've seen maybe in yourself or in other people. People say, I've heard them, if you're a God of love, why did you let this happen? Almost shaking the fist at God. The Bible is realistic on this topic. It doesn't dodge that question. And in fact, the book of Job in the Old Testament is a very good place to start. So here is Job, a man, a good man, who was upright before God. And yet he suffered immense pain, physical pain. He lost his possessions. He was a man who really didn't deserve all of that. His children died. His own health suffered. He suffered the rejection of his friends. His friends turned against him. His wife turned against him. They criticized him for sin. But the problem was that that wasn't the answer. He hadn't sinned. His own personal integrity was intact. And so from that story, we learn that suffering is not always the result of sin, and God does not send punishment on his people by making them suffer. The Bible tells me that I'm created in his image, that I'm made to live in harmony with him and other people. But do you know that love can't exist where there is no freedom of choice? And I'm talking here about free will, the matter of free will. When I wanted to marry my wife, I didn't grab her by the throat and say, "Listen, you'll love me or else." No, that's not love. God loves us so much he gave us a freedom of choice. And sometimes our own choice can lead to very unfortunate results. The scripture says in Galatians 6, for example, "A man will always reap just the kind of crop he sows." Yes, there's pain and suffering in our world, and in Jesus' day, people believed, just like the friends of Job, that sin resulted in suffering, that God was angry. He sent punishment on you. Jesus lived at a time when suffering was blamed on that person or on the parents of that person. And if you could have a look at Luke 13, 1-5 sometime, in a situation where Jesus said that some suffering is due to the cruelty of others or with a collapse of a tower in the Tower of Siloam that killed 18 people. He talked about that as well. So it's such a complex question, and we're probably left with more questions than answers. But we know that Jesus knew about suffering. Well, Heavenly Father, today we want to remember the important things. We want to stop and be still in your presence until we can face the day with purpose and peace. We admit, Lord, we don't know the answers to suffering, but we trust you just the same. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.